This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat, a brand new week here on the new Channel Q. Starting it off right with us here. It was a big weekend for me. I ended up going to the VUV. You know, it's supposed to be VUV like love?
No.
VUV Clicquot.
Oh, that's no.
Haven't
no
you
sense.
Been saying? I've been saying Veuve Clicquot.
Listen, I just drink it. I'm not trying to pronounce it. I'm just like, hand me whatever that thing is over there.
But like, it was really interesting to attend the Veuve Clicquot 10th annual polo event. Johnny Wujek was one of the big hosts, who's Katy Perry's stylist. Bunch of celebrities, but then also just the main field there, where people had brought out towels and laid out, and they had all the yellow umbrellas, the Veuve, and then they did the thing. They did the game, and then they invited the audience down to step on the divots.
Like yeah, it's so fun. It's very pretty woman of everybody.
Did you do it ever? Done that? No.
No,
that's
I have
when
no
I left,
interest.
By the way, I was like, my shoes are nice.
I
not
know.
Gonna go fly. But it was. I saw Max Emerson from Eastsiders. I saw our friend Retta, Lea Michele, Anna Camp. I mean, there's so many big celebrities were there. And then it was also just a bunch of, interestingly enough, floating influencers who just held their phone up, took a picture, and then were just down uploading
it. I know.
It with
if you go on Instagram, literally everyone and their mother was there and took a photo of it, pretend drinking. And you're like, yes, okay, work.
Honestly, I tried. My best friend, Adam, tried to take an influencer-style photo. He went up first. He's like, this is a scenic place. Take the picture. I took it. He looked like a model. I went in. Did the same pose. Did not look like a model. And I was like, this looks stupid. I think I should just look like myself. He's like, no, this is the best one. Trust me. And I posted it. It looks ridiculous.
But no, anyway, I think it's cute.
It's fine. So that was my Saturday, which was really fun. And then I told you I had a house guest staying in town this weekend. So I've been playing kind of, you know, tour guide for him, which was really, really kind of fun. But sadly, his dog, this is a lesson to all of you who have pets.
We have to say this because you know what's funny? I actually didn't know this. Mm-hmm. And Lisa did.
Yes.
But if it had been by myself, I would have easily made this mistake.
Right. So if you have a service animal or any animal off leash at an airport or any kind of place where they have the moving sort of escalator thing, but just the thing that makes you, the speedway, I call it, where you just jump on and it makes you move faster as you're pedaling through the different terminals.
Right.
Well, as he was about to deboard, the Taw's paw got slit open by the actual, just where the moving trackway meets.
And it's so easy to do.
It's one of the most common, we called the vet, they're like, what's one of the most common things. There's a sign that says no dogs and no children and no open shoes for that very reason. So anyway, so he was at the airport in Vegas. He's like, what do I do? He managed to make like a MacGyver style Band-Aid, wrapped it all up, brought the dog back. The dog has been great and lovely. I boarded my dog for that reason. So my dog's playing with other dogs at the moment so she could have the house to herself.
Oh, that was so smart. Good for you.
Yeah, because I was like, he's...
It's a dangerous position to be in.
Yeah, he's already bringing his dog here. All right. Well, let's start off the day with some news on the beat. So Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, if you're celebrating a birthday, you're in good company because my guy and American Idol favorite, Judge Simon Cowell, is turning 60, if you can even stand it. And you're celebrating with Toni Braxton, who turns 52. That's my girl. All right, you guys, in news, final numbers are expected today for the supremely dark new movie, Joker, which grossed an estimated $93.5 million in ticket sales over the weekend, a record October opening. Despite concerns over its violent themes and ramped up theater security, the previous October record holder was the Spider-Man spinoff Venom, which opened to $80 million last year. Internationally, Joker earned $140.5 million from 73 markets, resulting in a stunning $234 million global debut. Now we'll have more stories for you coming up, especially with the inquiry of this impeachment with Donald Trump. But let's get into some really fun news first. Now, I love being able to travel with my best friends or my partner or Lisa or whoever. And so in support of National Coming Out Day and the 1 year anniversary of Channel Q, we want to fly you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q, Los Angeles, California, for a weekend getaway. We'll take you out in West Hollywood for happy hour at the world famous Abbey, put you up in an amazing hotel, and give you 2 tickets to LA's biggest event of the year, We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl, starring Taylor Swift, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, and more. Celebrate Channel Q's coming out and national coming out day in LA. Go to WeAreChannelQ.com to enter to win. And of course, for more details. Now, we are so excited because I have grown up watching her, loving her, living for her. Fran Drescher made her debut in The Nanny years ago, but people have never stopped being in love with her. And we have her joining us coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Okay, so I am fully Disneyed out on this Toni Braxton's birthday. I have my Disney t-shirt on.
Oh, you're ready. Are you just going to Disney from here?
Yes, because it takes an hour and change to get there.
Yes.
Plus, it's like I want to actually have a chance to go on rides, so I have to get those fast passes.
Cute.
And if you don't get a fast pass, you use your ticket. And you scan your ticket, and they give you a fast pass.
This is so fun.
So it's frustrating, and then I got my little hat.
Now, is your house guest Justin?
Yes, Justin's coming.
Is he Ubering here, or you get
He's
him and then go?
Uber here. Yeah, I thought you were going to go from here. I was like, oh, we should do some games at the final hour, and then I didn't realize that you were already going.
That's
You're
so
go
fun.
Back
yeah,
later.
Yeah, we're going today. I'm going with
but
my dear
But how late
friends.
Are you staying?
Well, this is really exciting.
Because it's nighttime is when it's pretty.
We're staying very late. I will be very tired tomorrow.
Good for you, though.
Because my dear friend Gregory, this is our birthday gift to him.
Nice, yeah, yeah.
But he's getting us, he made reservations for us at 33.
I'm furious with you.
Which, I don't know if you guys know about 33. I did
Tell
not.
Them.
Okay,
Tell
it
them.
Is incredible. I'm still kind of excited and unsure what it is, but last year he had talked about it, that he really wanted to be able to go there and have a membership and blah, blah, blah. But it's like this secret restaurant that people don't know about, that it's like an adult, beautiful restaurant.
Yeah, it's hard to get a reservation
at. It's very difficult to get in.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
have
yeah.
to have some sort of membership in order to be
elite.
Able to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to thank us for taking them, they're thanking us with dinner. So we'll be there late tonight and we'll see. There's also a dress code. So I have to like go to the park dressed for dinner tonight.
You do know it's 90 degrees.
I know. When you said that, I was like, oh my God.
Zero.
It's going to be hot.
You may need to get, you need to get a dress, and I don't know if this fabric exists, so stop me if it doesn't, if you have it or doesn't, that just completely collapses. You can put it in a bag, and the minute you take it out, it just falls perfectly.
It does. It exists.
That is what you put in your fanny bag, and just, because you need to, sneakers. I don't know how you're going to get through the park.
I know. Well,
Blisters.
No. I'm going to keep flats. Listen, we'll figure it out. I have no idea, but I'm so excited. I love Disneyland. I
just
never
haven't been in
90
degree weather in a while.
Yeah, I know.
It's
you think
feel
it'll
like
be
summer again
because it's in Anaheim, or you think it'll be?
No, I checked the weather.
But I'm saying, do you think it'll feel like there's a breeze still, or there's just
at 88
dry?
With a breeze? That's gonna be a Vegas
oh,
breeze. Yeah.
Gosh, but
You're
I'm
used
so
to it.
Excited.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were at Disneyland?
Oh, gosh. I feel like it's been like 2 years now. I used to go regularly.
Yeah.
I used to be a season pass holder, and I just kind of didn't.
Yeah.
I stopped going for a while because the lines were crazy. And here's the other thing, too. I got so spoiled. When I had my sitcom on ABC, they would give us a what they call a plaid or a tour guide. Essentially, that person's job was to get you to the front of the line in every single
thing.
Oh,
that's the way to do it.
Honestly, it's hard to go backwards now
yeah,
and
I'm
just
sure.
wait on these long lines.
Yeah.
So I'm going more for the experience. Justin's in town, so we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. Thank you again to Channel Q for helping make this happen.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll have a lot of stories to report about. Speaking of stories to report about, this hour, we're going to talk about the things that are in your food that may disgust you, what the legal amount is that we're eating all the time. Plus, a huge fight on the Title VII coming tomorrow. The Supreme Court is going to hear three new cases, and basically whether it's illegal to fire workers because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. So we'll go into detail about that. And then rounding things out, little news. Sia has been battling something, and we're going to talk about what that is coming up and what's popping at the end of the hour. But till then, it's time for some news on the beat. So Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, you guys, well, if you're celebrating a birthday, we sure did come in with Toni Braxton because she's turning 52 today and still looking so good. You couldn't even tell. Oh, my God. I loved her back in the day. Still do. Also, you're celebrating with Simon Cowell. He turns 60 today. He also looks pretty good for being 60 years old. So if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. Those are the celebs you share your birthday with. All right, you guys. So here's some serious news. Now, a suspect has been arrested in a bar shooting in Kansas City, Kansas, over the weekend that killed four people. Javier Alatorre, 23, was arrested yesterday and was charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Police are also searching for a second suspect, Hugo Villanueva Morales. It's believed an argument inside the bar hours earlier may have led to the shooting, where two men walked into the bar with handguns and opened fire. There were about 40 people inside the bar at the time. All right, guys. Well, in other news, a man was arrested in attacks on the homeless in Manhattan over the weekend that left four men dead. Randy Rodriguez Santos was arrested and charged with four counts of murder. He's accused of hitting homeless men in their heads with a metal object, which police believe was a pipe, while the men slept in the city's Chinatown neighborhood. Right now, police say the attacks were random. Santos was also homeless. All right, guys. In better news, if you're feeling hungry, McDonald's is once again bringing back its popular McRib sandwich for a limited time.
I don't know why. It's the most...
You're excited about this.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, you know what? I don't think I even like the flavor. I think it's the idea that you can only get something for a certain amount of
time.
That's
literally how I feel about the stupid pumpkin spice latte. Honestly, I don't even know if I love it. Just want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a psychological thing they do with your taste buds.
Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, the company last week said the McRib will be available as early as today.
How much?
In more than 10,000 U.S. restaurants. It doesn't say how much it is.
Sometimes they put it on special. And it's like super
Listen,
cheap.
It's McDonald's. We're That's probably true. Talking about $3.99 here for this little pork rib sandwich.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, coming up this hour, speaking of food, particularly fast food.
Uh-oh.
It begs the question, how much bugs, poop, and other vile things do they allow in your food, particularly fast food?
Oh, God.
I about died when I read this, and you will too. So stick around. We're the new Channel Q.
Okay, so many months ago, we had our special friends over at Buggables. It's an edible, organic, dried-out bug company, and they have ants and crickets and all kinds of things. They're finding that the nutritional value is high, and it's more eco-friendly to outsource bugs. Many places all over the world have some kind of fun bug meal on the menu, and it's not necessarily considered disgusting. But for us here in the States, you know, we kind of like to know what's in our food. That being said, people are shocked to learn that there's actually filth, in quotes, allowed in food. There can be up to 450 insect parts and 9 rodent hairs in every 16-ounce box
Ooh.
Of spaghetti.
No! You know what? Here's the problem. You know in the back of your mind that like there's bugs and rodents.
Because
it's been traveling.
How do you, even at restaurants, you're like, I mean, there's food, it drops on the floor.
Even with fruit, like, you know, it goes from the farm. It's been touched by so many people. People have probably peed on it when they were out in the fields.
You know,
didn't have a
restaurant.
You know these things, but you don't want to talk about them because it changes your palate. I'm grossed out.
Yeah. Well, apparently, even things like coffee beans that you grind for breakfast are allowed by the FDA. To have an average of 10 milligrams or more of animal poop per pound.
No.
And about 4 to 6% of beans count as allowed to be like insect infested or moldy. So 4 to 6% of the beans that they put in there, they're allowed to be just a little insect, you know, a little bit moldy. And by the way, you know that black pepper that they have at restaurants and stuff?
Yes.
You can actually legally have about 40 insect fragments in every teaspoon along with a little smidgen of rodent
hair. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. Say that again. In a teaspoon, how many?
40 insect fragments in every teaspoon.
And what does that
teaspoon.
Mean?
Like a wing, like a leg, like a...
No.
No. An antenna?
No.
An antenna that sweetened the deal for you?
Oh, they're
how about
like
lunch?
Shed.
Peanut butter, for instance, here's a good example.
I love peanut butter.
Typical serving is usually about 2 tablespoons, unless you slather it on, which means each 2-tablespoon peanut butter sandwich would only have about 8 insect fragments and a teensy little bit of rodent filth.
Not a teensy bit of rodent filth, as if that doesn't take anything away.
Well, that's the more clean part of it.
Wow. That's like when you eat, what is it, crawfish or like lobster, mm-hmm. and you see the little rest of the how do I say it right? What?
Thorax.
Mm-hmm.
But it's poop.
Oh.
And you're like, I guess I'll eat it.
How about Bloody Marys? Do you enjoy a Bloody Mary?
I just had one yesterday.
Oh, no.
What?
Tomato juice in that 14-ounce Bloody Mary could contain up to 4 maggots.
Oh!
and 20 or more fruit fly eggs.
Honestly, that one took me out. Wait, maggots?
Let me move you on over to fruity cocktails.
No.
If you're having a fruity cocktail, just be aware that canned citrus juices that many bars use can legally have 5 or more fruit fly eggs or other fly eggs per cup.
What are eggs?
Or that cup of juice could contain 1 or more maggots. Apricot, peach, pear nectars are allowed to contain about 20%, 12% of moldy fruit. Let's just end it with dinner. Let's talk about dinner.
Okay.
So I told you already 450 insect parts and 9 rodent hairs in a 16-ounce box of spaghetti. So just that's what we're starting from. But canned tomatoes, tomato paste, and sauces like pizza sauce are a little bit less contaminated than tomato juice in your cocktail. The FDA allows only about 2 maggots in a 16-ounce can.
Oh, good. I'm glad only 2. This is disgusting.
How about this one? Adding mushrooms to your pizza or your sauce? For every 4-ounce can of mushrooms, there can be an average of 20 or more maggots of any size.
That's disgusting.
It is.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Maggots, let me tell you something. Even like the insects, the crickets, maybe. Maggots literally are making my stuff. I actually feel like I could throw up right now.
But you know what's crazy is, I mean, would you never do like a Fear Factor? What if some big...
Not maggots. No. No. I lose. I lose. I lost.
What if the prize is $1 million? You've been doing it on the DL anyway.
Sorry, loser.
Honestly, you're not even doing it, though.
I guess, fine, if you say it like that, but, like, here's the thing. Nope. Here's the thing.
Will you change? I mean, the awareness of it. I mean, I guess if you're right, since we don't talk about it, we don't think about it. But now that you know, it makes sense, right? I mean, how can they not fall in?
Lisa and I literally had this conversation on Friday because we're thinking about trying to go back to a plant-based diet. Because when we were talking about it, she's like, Michaela, you know, we were talking about health and just like moving forward. Like, we're excited to have kids and we want to like have healthy bodies and we want to have a healthy life and healthy skin, whatever, you know. It was just a conversation. Yeah. And so we were discussing, like, what does it look like if we try to go back to a plant-based diet? And she was like, but, you know, Michaela, even plants are really difficult to eat as well because of, you know, pesticides and the way that they're also handled. Things aren't handled very well anymore. And we got into this conversation that, like, you're kind of just, it's kind of like, oops, with everything, because everything is nasty. Also, I don't want to eat maggots.
Are you sure?
I may never eat again.
I've seen you down a box of pizza before, so they're in there.
It's a texture thing. I'm not really into maggots. The texture kind of gets me.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
I just thought of something.
Yes.
If you're going to maybe go plant-based because there are maggots in food and things.
Thank you.
I heard that there's going to be a lot more plant-based options of things to eat at Disneyland.
You know what's so funny? I know. And at first, I was like, that's dumb. But now that I'm thinking about going plant-based, I'm like, woohoo, everybody.
I have to tell you, the thing that really is delicious is that Impossible Burger, the one that you got wrong, that kind of meat.
Yes.
Some of the consistency, the color, it's very hard. And if it's like, you know, if it's going to do better on your body or the environment, then I guess it's a good switch.
Yeah.
Now, listen, over the weekend, we saw a lot of... focus and light about the Supreme Court showdown over LGBTQ plus discrimination. I know it seems really hefty and heavy, but basically there are 3 fundamental huge Supreme Court cases. There's the Altitude Express Inc. versus Zarda, and then the Bostock versus Clayton County, and then the RG and GR Harris Funeral Homes versus EEOC. Those are the names of the cases. That's the fancy names for it. But basically, the Zarda and Bostock involve this guy named Donald Zarda and this guy named Gerald Bostock, gay men who allegedly were fired because of their sexual orientation. Now, Harris Funeral Homes involves Amy Steffens, and she's a trans woman who was fired by a boss who claims that he would, quote, violate God's commands, end quote, if he allowed Steffens he basically was, you know, not going to allow her to be her most authentic self. He would deny her sex, basically not address her as female, while acting as a representative of the organization that, you know, so he basically fired her. So that being said, these laws that are currently in place, you know, we had a lot of people chiming in about them over the weekend. I want to just give you some audio before. Let's do the one before Laverne Cox, because it kind of sets things up beautifully as to what the issues are really about.
Let's say you fire me because I'm transgender. So you fired me for one of two reasons. Maybe you fired me because you see me as a man, but I'm not the right kind of man. Mm. You're like, oh, you're a little bit effeminate, or you were assigned female at birth, and that's just not what we think a man is. That is sex discrimination. Alternatively, maybe you fired me because just for the simple fact that I was assigned female at birth. That is also sex discrimination. And it's so plainly sex discrimination that the only way that the Trump administration and the employers can urge the court to rule against us is to roll back sex discrimination protections for everyone. And so what they want is a rule where it is lawful to enforce sex stereotypes in the workplace as to everyone, which has been the very way that we have transformed the American workplace away from the Mad Men dynamics, away from pushing women, all women, out of the workplace. So the stakes could not be higher.
So just quickly to explain that, that's basically saying if you are transgender and your employer says, well, you know what, I feel uncomfortable like that. You were assigned a different gender at birth. I'm not comfortable having you here. I want to fire you. To make it lawful, they'd have to roll back things that basically say they can discriminate against women. For instance, let's say you were to come into work and they deemed your apparel was too masculine, or your demeanor, or any of that stuff. They could, you know, they want to roll it back to the place where possibly legally.
Yeah, we're in nylons and heels again at 5 a.m. hosting a radio show. I mean, and if I don't, you could legally fire me.
And be a good girl doll and fill up this coffee for me, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't. That actually just made me so mad and irritated that you
could.
Even...
No, but think about that for a second.
I would not be the one, honey. No, I'm thinking about it.
I know you're not the one, but isn't it remarkable to be in this time and space where we feel appropriately nervous watching Dr. Kristani, who does Loveline here. He can't watch Handmaid's Tale. He was like, I watched 30 minutes and I got so anxious.
Yes.
Because I see the reality of the way it bleeds into our society and how, if things go in a certain direction, how he actually sees psychologically how that could make sense for groupings of folks.
Right.
So, you know, listen, there's another case that Laverne Cox was speaking about this is, again, the Harris Funeral Homes who fired the trans woman. Listen to what Laverne Cox had to say about the situation. It was really eye-opening.
Where I'm at with all of this, I think getting into defining gender, defining sex, I'm really not interested in that. I am here. I exist. Transgender people have existed since the beginning of time. And if we are here and we exist, we should have civil rights in the United States of America. We should have them globally. And for me, that's the conversation. And the conversation should not be about defining what gender and what sex is. It's about the humanity of these folks who've always been here and should have a right to exist.
By the way, that was much longer. Thank you, Justin. That was the perfect clip.
Yeah.
She basically spells it out impeccably. We are here. We're not going anywhere. You cannot continue to take away our rights in the efforts to make yourself feel like we're going to head back to some other era.
Yeah. Well, here's what's interesting. Also, the anger that I felt when you even just said to show, go get me coffee. You know, trans women and men have already been through so much, have had to already fight so hard to be their authentic selves with or without a job.
And why does our opinion matter of them? Like, if you have an issue with someone, the way someone looks, as long as they're a good, kind person, why is it your business?
Well, as a woman, I'm very sassy, and so I would never be spoken to like that. You could never try it. I would literally come for you. But then you're also talking about a group of people, even more than cis women, who have really had to fight a whole different battle besides just the workplace.
The discrimination
stuff,
yeah.
And then you go there, and if they don't fire you, they're going to treat you like a slave or a dog, like, go get my coffee. Uh-uh. I mean, it's just so many different layers.
I just don't understand, and she makes a great point. She's like, we're not going anywhere. We're not this fictitious kind of people. We exist. We are here. We are taxpaying citizens. We are contributing to society in meaningful and impactful ways.
Yeah.
We deserve the same rights. What I find, you know, what keeps me up at night sometimes is thinking about, for instance, when I was in San Francisco and I saw more gender expressions than I think I'd ever seen in one centralized area for Pride. And I remember feeling like, wow, I live in this Los Angeles bubble where even my trans friends are very passable. They're very cisgender passing, many of them. And it does, there is an added privilege if you're cis-pride. But if you aren't, if you're gender non-binary, or you're trans and perhaps you are not passable, and, you know, as the gender that you feel, people pick on you. People want to fire you. People don't even want to hire you. And those are the people that my heart goes out to. And that is why I hope that these lawsuits that are going to be before the Supreme Court go our way. It is a momentous time for LGBTQ plus history. And I'm hoping that the fight will continue. And kudos to the ACLU for taking such a big task on.
All right, you guys, well, coming up, we got What's Poppin'. Sia has just revealed something that was very shocking to most, but also very relatable. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
The best in pop culture news coming to you right now from American Idol's own favorite loser, but our winner.
Thank you so much.
You're frankly our queen, I think, here. And I would think you're the queen. Do you feel like the princess or the queen of Channel Q?
I feel like...
The Grand Dame.
I feel like the drag queen.
Honestly, I think you're kind of, yeah.
I'm the drag queen of
you're
Channel
showgirl,
Q.
You're a showgirl, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the
you.
Showgirl's got the best in pop culture news and what's popping right now. So, Michaela, what's popping?
All right, you guys. Well, last year at this time, A Star Was Born came out. Poppy Rodriguez and I went to go see it.
And we
were just
Gaga was
sure
there.
That Gaga was going
to
be there. We just so knew it was going to happen.
To this day.
It, morons.
Sorry.
Got it? Morons. However, people that went to go see the Joker screening did get their surprise because Joaquin Phoenix showed up as himself and he was coming out to greet ticket holders after the credits rolled for a 5:15 showing at the Pacific Theaters in Chatsworth. The actor was making rounds at different LA cineplexes and posing with fans and shaking their hands. So if you haven't gone to see the Joker yet...
That's why I told you it could have happened.
No, it could have happened and I was ready for it to happen and then it didn't happen and I was devastated.
We should have used some of your lotions and potions and all your magic witchcraft stuff, your crystals.
To manifest.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? That's the way to do it. That's it. All right, you guys. Well, in other news, I love Sia. I've been swinging from that chandelier since I heard it.
Yeah.
However, she is now revealing that she is battling chronic pain and a rare genetic disorder.
Wow.
And that, quite frankly, in her words, life is effing hard. Pain is demoralizing and you are not alone. So she's just letting her fans know.
That is the scariest.
Yeah.
The when people talk about chronic pain and it's like very difficult to treat because it's not something specific. Or the specific thing is just kind of comes and glows depending on like your autoimmune system.
Yeah.
Those diseases frighten me the most.
Absolutely. You know, my girlfriend, her name's Antonia, she was diagnosed with MS at 24 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And she will live a life of chronic pain for the rest of her life. And it's very difficult. So I'm happy that she is coming out though, normalizing it.
I agree.
The same way that Selma Blair did, normalizing
MS.
Yes,
yes, yes. And this is not MS. She just said a chronic pain.
This is just a chronic pain.
Got it.
Yes.
Just making sure, yeah.
Yes. All right, you guys. Well, in other news. Now, we've seen Shannen Doherty on the reboot of Beverly Hills 90210, but her two other Charmed sisters from the show, Charmed, are joining for their own personal reunion and on an episode of Grey's Anatomy. It was previously announced that Holly Marie Combs and Alyssa Milano are joining the episode as part of the network's cast from the past week, during which various cast members and creative teams will reunite in new episodes of ABC shows. I love this idea.
I think it's so smart. Frankly, Ryan Murphy, if you're out there, if you want me and one of the Queer Eye Boys to come on and do something and pretend to be designers, we're down to do it. I love when life imitates art, especially like if you think about it, you probably have a favorite program where they were a couple on the show and you love them as a couple, but then the show ends, but you still want to see them as a couple.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever watch Steel Magnolias?
Yes.
Sally Field's husband played her husband on Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then he dies in the first episode, spoiler alert.
Crying.
But it was so nice to see them together again.
Yeah. I think it's in a time of reboots, I think it's also very exciting that instead of doing a whole new reboot, just bring some of your favorite characters back together.
Can I tell you something though? I was fine with the Queer Eye reboot, but now with all these so many reboots, I am getting in my feelings.
Really? Why?
I'm furious because I wanna come back. I wanna go back to the show that I worked on.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I don't want to take away anything from the new guys. I don't wanna join their cast. I want them to continue. I just miss the energy of working with my friends. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, you guys. Well, that's what's going down in What's Poppin'. Now, coming up next hour, there are some red flags when you're dining out.
Oh,
we're
going
to talk about them so you know how to get out of there fast enough.
We're never going
to
eat again,
basically. I don't even know what the point of the show was. The point of the show is just don't eat anymore. Who cares?
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Okay, I might have done something really stupid.
What?
So I've been trying to wear my contacts more frequently as I found two boxes of them. I was like, oh, good. And they're not expired. I can still wear these. Because every morning I just throw on my glasses. It's easier. Well, I put them in and they're blurry. Like my computer's blurry. So I think they're backwards.
Oh, no.
I think I put the left and the right and the right and the left.
Oh, no.
But I'm not sure because they're newish. And like, so I feel like I've only worn them once before. And I'm thinking, well, I did go see, it was late. It's when I saw Little Shop of Horrors, I wore them last.
Yeah. Well, flip them around.
I'm going to flip them around and put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
But yeah, what's going on with you today?
So you're going to be going to Disneyland as well. You have a fancier situation than I do.
Well, I'm really excited. I'm taking my two dear friends, Gregory and John. It was Gregory's birthday. Mm-hmm. And so we said, hey, we're going to take you to Disneyland, thanks to Gentle Q. Mm-hmm. And then they said, well, in honor to thank you, we're going to take you to the very exclusive Restaurant 33,
right,
which I've only heard about. It's
yeah,
like you have to have a membership. It doesn't even matter how much you pay sometimes. Like, you cannot get in. So we're going to do that. Also, yeah, everyone's very excited about the Star Wars land, particularly Gregory, I'm friends with.
Oh, so will you build a lightsaber? You like all that stuff?
I have no desire, but I will go for him because he is very excited.
Got it.
I'm wondering if Lisa would be pleased with this also. I don't know if she likes Star Wars.
I'm kind of in the land of I want to go to the shortest lines and then take pictures in front of the things and then just take it all in.
Yeah, I know.
I want to get on stuff.
Yeah, I do too. I just want to do Space Mountain. So as long as I can get a fast pass for that, I'm happy. Thank you.
All right.
So that's it. That's what I'm going
to
do today.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about. I mean, tomorrow is going to be a day of days. Of course, I'm bringing my Vegas Justin. You guys have heard me talk about him before. He's visiting town. Super exciting. I'm going to force him to get a pair of ears.
Yeah.
I think he should.
Yeah, you're going to go to Disneyland.
You know, for nothing else, just for the novelty's sake of it, get some good pictures. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I think it's important to do ears. At least your first time. Has he been there before?
I think he's been there before, but like a long time ago, I think.
No, it's his first time then. Every 10 years, it's your first time.
Will you get the headband of the sparkly mini ears?
Yes, of course.
Honestly, if I don't see you decked out in full like Mickey stuff, I'm going to attack you with just merch. All right, well, it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, listen, there's now a second whistleblower accusing President Trump of abusing his power. Attorney Mark Zaid, who's one of the lawyers for the first whistleblower, told CNN he and his team of lawyers are now representing a second person. This person works in the intelligence community, has firsthand knowledge that supports claims made by the first whistleblower, and has spoken to the intelligence community's inspector general. Now, the White House downplayed this revelation, with press secretary Stephanie Grisham saying it doesn't change the fact that Trump has done nothing wrong. The president is under fire for a July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump is accused of trying to get Ukraine's help to dig up dirt on a political opponent. So, of course, we will keep you updated on this. All right, guys, final numbers are expected today for the supremely dark new movie Joker, which grossed an estimated $93.5 million in ticket sales over the weekend, a record October opening despite concerns over its violent themes and ramped up theater security. The previous October record holder was the Spider-Man spinoff Venom, which opened to $80 million last year. And internationally, Joker earned $140.5 million from 73 markets, resulting in a stunning $234 million global debut. All right, guys, in other news, a suspect has been arrested in a bar shooting in Kansas City, Kansas, over the weekend that killed four people. Javier Alatorre, 23, was arrested yesterday and was charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Now, police are also searching for a second suspect, Hugo Villanueva Morales. It's believed an argument inside the bar hours earlier may have led to the shooting, where two men walked into the bar with handguns and opened fire. There were about 40 people inside the bar at the time. All right, you guys, well, in better news, if you are celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday, you are celebrating it in very good company. Simon Cowell, my favorite American Idol judge, is turning 60 today, while Toni Braxton is turning 52, if you can even imagine that.
Unbreak my heart.
Well, her heart is not broken because she looks so good for 52. All right, guys, well, coming up, now, we've talked a lot about food this show. How this happened, I don't know.
And you and I eat out more than I ever have.
Oh my gosh, all the time.
I used to bring my food. I used to cook food, bring it to work. Guess what? Not doing that anymore.
No.
I'm eating out all the time like an idiot.
That's right.
Well, there are some people in the business, I think chefs and waiters, who have basically created a list of things you should look out for when dining out. And it's a little remarkable and slightly jaw-dropping.
Yep. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
So you and I like to eat out a lot. And, you know, we're not super particular always on where we go. And just as long as it looks clean, we seem fine.
Yeah, even then sometimes I'm like, whatever, it's a little dirty. I used to waitress. I'm going in. So, I'm so not picky.
Do you have like behind the scenes from your waitressing days, things that you won't ever eat or order based on what you learned as a server?
Ooh, that's good. You know,
well,
I
like
feel
you pretty
like
much
was,
like I'm fine.
I'll no, I you know I feel like I'm pretty grateful at the fact that I didn't see anything that was too gross. Mm-hmm. I know that it was very important to, you know, wash our hands, wash all the things we used. Mm-hmm. As we go through this list, mm-hmm. I think I can tell you what's actually true and what's actually not, at least okay. for as with my experience.
Okay, so basically, this is just, okay. Chefs shared red flags people should look out for when dining out. This has come Reddit. They basically posed the questions. Chefs of Reddit, what are some red flags that people should look out for when they eat? This is what the chefs had to say. A huge menu means you're probably eating out of the freezer.
Ooh.
Like, it's all just frozen stuff.
I've been to places with huge menus.
Huge. Can't make a decision.
And I've wondered how they're able to
store it all. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a place particularly in Vegas. I won't name the name, but there's like hundreds of items on the menu.
Okay. So this is for New York City listeners, our listeners listening in New York. Grade pending, like the grade of the health inspection, doesn't mean that the restaurant is awaiting judgment on their health inspection. It means that they got a B or a C grade, contested it, and were given a grace period to fix their wrongs.
Here's a problem. B or C grade is not good. Like you had to have really had
that's what
some,
they were given.
At least C. And you're like, yeah. Oh.
So basically, you can just assume it's a C. Sick wait staff. If the restaurant encourages their wait staff to work while sick or doesn't help find a replacement, you can count on you're going to get sick too.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of germs used to go through the restaurant for sure. However, there was also the circumstance when girls would say they were sick because they were just trying to get out of their shift and live their lives. So,
well, number four is specials are just leftovers. They're things that we'd rather sell than throw out.
Is that true?
Oh, my God. That's so sad. I eat the specials all the time.
I think I'm more special
when
I eat the specials.
I'm a sucker.
I one time tried to impress Lisa, and I ordered off the specials.
Justin, if you're listening, remember when we went to Tommy Bahama in Vegas, and I ordered literally the three specials that she suggested?
You're just eating leftovers.
I was eating leftovers from the freezer, probably.
Ugh.
All right, so listen, where does your seafood come from? Now, if they don't know the answer of that, you don't want it.
Oh, yeah, you have to know the answer to that.
I never thought to ask that.
I haven't either. Do you like how I'm like, oh, they got to know? I've never asked in my life.
I've never asked.
Who did I think I was right there?
Gluten-free bases. They say, we offer them because of sales, and somehow I'm expected to make gluten-free food in a kitchen that's been pelted with flour for 7 hours.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you have to be careful because Lisa's deathly allergic to sunflower and peanuts. And so when she orders something, she just to make it so clear, there can be no cross-contamination, but that would go with gluten-free bases as well. Don't prepare it in the same place you did with flour.
And here's Michaela Corden with her complicated order. Watch for, quote, no substitutions. If the place makes its own food, they can sub virtually anything for anything else. While they may try to play up, our food is perfect the way it is, we refuse to change it on moral grounds, it's almost always a sign that, quote, this was made 2 months ago, and all we did was reheat it.
Okay, so I actually have a point on this.
Go.
Really, why they say no substitutions, they probably are making it fresh. What it is annoying for the waitress and the chef. You're like, oh, I would like no lettuce, extra tomato, oh, grill the onion. I mean, there's a whole... Mm. People used to give me lists of modifications. So I think it's just an easy way to be like, leave us alone, eat it or don't.
Here's an easy one. Again, this is what chefs are saying. That if you see these things that are while eating out, don't skip it. This is something I never thought to look for, but salt shakers, if the holes are clogged up and the top is dirty, That thing has been refilled 100 times without ever being washed.
Ooh!
Never thought about it.
Okay, so the truth is, at least for my circumstance, they were washed. We would have to pour them out in these big tubs, and then we would throw them in the wash, and they would get washed. We'd get them back. And then the problem was when we would fill it, when it wasn't wash day, with the rag, we would have to wipe them off and wipe the holes. But the rag sometimes was a little
gross.
Bit dirtier than it needed to be.
Oh, my gosh. All right. There's a couple more here. I want to get them up. Brunch is just using up leftovers from the rush of the weekend. Ooh. Generally, it's the worst quality food and usually worth skipping.
Oof. No. I don't know about that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, if the restaurant has a coffee machine visible, take a look at the steamer. If the steamer is covered in white, you know, the little piece that comes down and steams the milk, it means that they don't clean it after frothing the milk and it's just been sitting there drying. For how long,
who knows how long.
By the way, if there is a self-service soda machine, you know how they have those in fast food places as well?
Yeah.
Go ahead and take your napkin around the inside of the clear soda machine's nozzle. If your napkin comes out pink, brown, orange, skip the soda.
No! Mm-hmm. That's a good tip. Yeah, if it's self-serve, I guess, right?
Yeah, and like the last one says, this is the last recommendation for places you should skip, according to chefs. Overwork staff. What cleaning jobs do you think that they're going to get missed if the staff is too stretched, too thin, or unhappy at work? They're not cleaning stuff up.
Yeah, they're not at all. That is something you have to think about, too. If the staff doesn't like their job,
what is your
but
telltale?
They're just there.
Yeah, what do you look for when you look for, like, at a restaurant for cleanliness and stuff? Are there telltale signs that you're like, for me, it's things like, is the glassware and the stemware spotty? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it, have like, all, I've sometimes gotten, like, silverware where it had food still on it.
Ooh.
They put it through the dishwasher and didn't all come off.
Okay, that's disgusting.
I'm like, can I have
you
another
know,
one?
Mine is more so, I just want to see, when I sit down, please come over and just like, at least give me a water really fast. Mm-hmm. Make sure I have all my utensils. Like, I like to be properly prepared and I like it to be timely. I don't really like to have to wait. I judge more off of that than I do the actual food. However, when the food comes out, there's this place, I'll just say this. There's this place I order sometimes, a little breakfast sandwich. There have been occasions where I've bit into it and it is still frozen in the middle.
Ooh.
And it just grosses me out. It's not even dirty. Like, I guess you could throw it back in there, but it grosses me out.
Okay, here's the thing. You've turned me on to something. Well, no, you didn't turn me on. We've enjoyed popcorn chicken at different establishments. I'm not going to clock anyone. Sometimes you get like a gummier piece.
No, I know.
That sensation crispy on the outside and you get in the middle.
I know.
It's the happy hour popcorn chicken that every restaurant bar kind of has on the menu.
Yes.
And it's mystery. You take a bite, you're like, oh, that's fine. And then you take another piece. You're like, that piece was not good.
Not good. That's how I feel. The seafood and chicken, you got to stay away from that.
Yeah. Because the last thing you want to do is like bite into something and all of a sudden it goes,
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
This next little segment's going to get us into our feels. And Michaela Gordon and I, we are a bit of chameleons in terms of the way we present ourselves. Wouldn't you say? I mean, we look very different often. When you catch us at Coachella, we'll look very different than the way we look at happy hour or the way we look at a black tie event. Sometimes we like to show skin. On that skin might be glitter.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just like to be on brand with what's going on. And so obviously you're right. Coachella
also,
is going to be different than the Equality Awards.
You and I peacock, though. We don't mind being looked at. We adorn ourselves and we like
I'm all about a vibe. I love
me
fashion
too.
And style.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Honey. I spent some time on it.
No stranger to a shirtless picture on the gram.
Right.
Right? Well, there is this young lady who went in to apply for a job, and basically her potential employer took a post of hers. This girl was, in a bikini. It is like a one piece, but the center is cut out, so it looks like a two piece.
You can see a little under boob.
Little under boob, but she looks very good in it. She seems very fit.
Her body's amazing.
The employer, who's a woman, screen grabbed that and reposted it on her stories and saying, PSA, because I know some of you applicants are looking at this, do not share your social media with a potential employer if this is the kind of content on it. I'm looking for a professional marketer, not a bikini model. Go on with your bad self and do whatever in private, but this is not doing you any favors in finding a professional job. First of all, how is it possible that a professional marketer that all of them out there don't look good in a bikini, that they don't enjoy going to the pool? Like, how are those two things separate ideas? Is she saying that someone who has a bikini body is not actually able to do the job of someone who...
Well, here's the first of all, this is a woman that has kick ass as her in her professional marketing name.
This is not also like a thotty picture in a bedroom. She's literally
in a bikini, in water.
In water, in a pool.
Yeah. Well, so Emily Clow is the Texan native who applied for the job, 24. So she tweets back, "I was objectified earlier today by a company because of a picture of me in a bikini. They claimed it made me unprofessional. They screenshot the photo, posted it on their Insta story, and called me out. I'm still baffled that the company handled it in such a manner," which is so strange. I know that people have gotten in trouble sometimes for putting out, you know, risque pictures
on
their social
media. But
what is
that now? That's what I can't figure out. And maybe you could help me with this because you have a good point of view on this stuff. What is considered risque now? Because I was asked to take a picture down. I know this definitely was risque. I posted a picture in a thong of my backside because I was doing Broadway Bears, which is what I would wear in the show. It's a burlesque show for charity. I did end up raising a lot of money based on that photograph, the kind of attention it drew. However, I also get booked on roles because someone saw a sexy picture of me and now thinks, oh, Jay could play this character. And that's how I got the residence. She was like, oh, he's doing sex tips. He's posting thotty pictures. He'll play the role of the gigolo. I mean, it's just how things happen. What's the line anymore?
I mean, listen, for me, I would love to be posting photos of myself in lingerie to be like, I'm so fierce and fabulous. I'm not a lingerie model, and I don't look fierce and fabulous in lingerie. That's totally not my brand.
But you have boobs, and I feel like you can't hide them.
But on the same hand, so I'm not going to be putting lingerie up or if I'm naked, but if I'm at a pool in a bathing suit in water... I'm literally doing what you do in a pool and water at 24 years old. So here's the backlash that ended up happening.
Yeah. Give us the backlash.
Sarah Christensen is the CEO of Kick-Ass, of the PR company.
Marketing company. Yeah.
So it appears that she has a YouTube page. And about 6 years ago,
I'm sorry to say, you and I just cackled at it. It was laughable.
She gives tips on how to lose weight.
How do you lose it?
Whether it be if you want to be looking good in a bikini or have more energy for your children. And she said, let me tell something.
What?
It's not about the food you eat.
It's not.
It's not about exercising.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's about the big why.
What's the big why?
The big why. Why do you want to lose weight? So she goes on to give people
advice,
tips on how to be in a bikini, and then criticizes a 24-year-old looking for a job in a bikini
in
water.
A pool.
So people are having a field day, so much so that they had to let down their social media. They had to make it all private. And the backlash is real. People are saying, you know, that's really messed up. That you would be giving advice.
Honestly, why women do this to each other is... why
but
do
it's
they
not
do
even
that?
Women anymore. It's like just people doing it to people. However, yeah, in your case, Sarah Christensen, the CEO, doing that. I don't know if it's because she's 24 and her body's amazing.
And this girl's... And Sarah's older. And I mean, the woman's older.
Is a little bit older. Yeah. And she's just trying to give tips and tricks.
I just think, honestly, this is a... I think when she says, but whatever this is, you're not doing yourself any favors. I'm looking for a professional marketer, not a bikini model. Well, newsflash, lady, you could be both. And the kick-ass masterminds need to expand their minds because, honestly, no marketing firm should ever distinguish someone who has a bikini body from someone who's intelligent and that they, too, cannot be the same.
Well, that's still also very much body shaming and shaming. And it clearly she wasn't modeling. She was, again, in a pool in a bikini.
She looks super cute and pretty. She does not look... It's not,
no,
to me...
She wasn't being sexy at all.
No, it doesn't look disgusting or vulgar.
Listen, let the lesson be, you know, if you're putting up a photo that goes against your brand, and so if that's the case and you do that, then you know that you're gonna have some backlash. But if you're just literally
and
living your life,
what are they marketing? What are they trying to sell that this girl couldn't sell with that image?
And positive attitudes, and she has one. She looks good. Give her the job. Well, listen, to Emily Clow, this is going to get her probably many dream jobs.
Actually, she should own her own. She should start her own business.
What would it be called?
Bikini marketing and relations.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
That was one of my favorite artists, Vassy, with her hit single, Trouble. She'll be joining us in studio live tomorrow. We'll be chatting with her just honestly... I love her. I saw her here as well as a couple events we've done for Channel Q, and then I got to introduce her at San Diego Gay Pride. Honey, she remembered me. She asked about you. She's lovely.
I know. We love her. We're going to have her in studio tomorrow, and then we'll be talking about her new single and the fact that she is going to be at Vegas Pride this weekend.
I honestly, I'm so sad I've missed Vegas Pride. I was planning to go to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll still go.
Yeah, go. You can go see her.
Yeah.
So fun.
Because I think maybe I'll cover it, you know, like... on the sly for Channel Q. I'll be incognito.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right. It's great.
Hey, so what are you most excited about doing at Disneyland? Because we're both going today because it's Halloween and we want to see the whole Halloween decor and all the stuff.
Well, I'm very excited to do Disneyland to see Star Wars. I'm going to be with my sweet dear friends who I haven't seen in so long. Most excited to do the dinner at 33.
Let me ask you things and you tell me if you've done them or not done them. Have you done Cars Land?
No.
You have to do Cars.
Okay.
You have
done.
To do that one.
We'll do.
Have you done the, it's like, you it's a video game you play in California Adventure, and they take you through, it's like Toy Story Mania. You have a little thing you have to shoot. It's all like, no? Okay.
No.
Do that too. You'll
okay.
like that. Indiana Jones, classic.
Classic.
Love Indiana Jones. You want to do Star Wars?
Yes, we're going to do that.
That's fun. Roller Coaster in the Dark. Yeah. Never hurt nobody.
Oh, love those.
Will you do, it's the Guardians of the Galaxy now, but it used to be Tower of Terror, so it's the same thing. They're going to drop you. Would
yeah,
you do that?
Yeah, I would do, absolutely.
No,
I love it.
I can't do it.
I also like the thing where you fly over all the different cities.
Oh, soaring over California. I think
love.
That might be gone. Is that closed?
Soaring over the world.
Oh, soaring over the world.
It's amazing. I did it last time. It was great.
Do you know what I really want to see, too? I hate to say it. This is so gay of me, but we're on Channel Q, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. I want to see Frozen. The musical, the live little 45-minute stage show.
See, I can't go without my niece. She would be dev. If I came home and I told a 3-year-old I went without her.
I don't think you tell her. I think you just go.
I want to tell her.
Okay. Well, there's a reveal where she goes from regular Elsa into Frozen Elsa, and I've showed you the flub when she didn't quite make the costume change.
Yeah.
And she couldn't
yes.
get out of it. I just want to see what happens.
Yeah, I do too. That would be amazing.
Let it go. My wig is caught.
All right. Well, listen, before we get into our next hour, I'm going to give you a little gossip, a little tea, because there's some things happening now and what's popping.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Did you guys know that mustache comedian Rip Taylor died at 84 years old? His publicist was able to confirm. Now, he was a television game show mainstay, and everybody knows him from shows that he eventually went on to do, like Wayne's World 2, Jackass, but he survived by his longtime partner, Robert Fortney. So I feel so bad. Sending major love to his partner. All right, guys, this is, we have tattoos.
Yeah.
We like our tattoos.
We do.
And we like Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
But Chrissy Teigen is known to be a little controversial. So she's getting slammed right now for a new tattoo. And this is not the first time I've actually heard this. So on her wrist, on her forearm next to her wrist, she's got 12/28/78, her husband John Legend's birthday, 4/14/16, Luna's birthday, her daughter, and 5/16/18, her son Miles' birthday. In that order, on her forearm. However, people are really upset because they're saying that it reminds them a lot of the Holocaust when people get numbered on their wrists. And to confirm this, when I got these tattoos on my wrists, my dad was actually pretty upset because tattoos on your wrist can sometimes signify that you were in the Holocaust.
That's where the branding was.
Yes.
And all this. Oh, that's terrible.
And it was numbers. And so she's got birth date numbers. And so people are kind of dragging her.
But
I'm sure she didn't mean any harm.
You know, it's so hard because it's like you have to be so hyper vigilant when you're a celebrity of everyone else's cultures and the triggers that bother them. But ultimately, she's her own person. I don't think she did it in any way, shape, or form as a nod to the Holocaust. I don't know if there's been a PSA for people to say, listen, tattoos are good everywhere, except don't do them here because,
yeah,
you know,
I don't know if a lot of people actually know that.
I don't think if you're getting a tattoo that you'd connect the dots that way.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it can go back to say, like, you should maybe educate yourself on all aspects of religion and ethnicity, but you know, whatever. We like Chrissy Teigen, and just don't get a tattoo of numbers on your wrist because it'll remind Jewish people of the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Well, coming up in the next hour, we still have a lot for you. We've got the baby drag queen Desmond himself joining us, along with his mom, talking about what it's like doing drag at 12 years old.
You know, Desmond is amazing. Is one of the accounts I love following on Instagram. What an inspiration! I wish I had the courage that he has, and I wish I had a mom that would celebrate him performing the art form of drag. I know it's a very controversial topic for some, but I got to tell you, if you're in schools, I knew many kids who would like get into that costume drawer at school and, you know, perform in drag, but just during the theater hours.
Yeah, they
you know?
Loved it.
So I love that he's paving the way, making it a safe space. It's just an art form, kids.
Yeah. And it's upsetting because his mom faced a little bit of backlash and a little controversy.
A little, man. They
dragged her. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that coming up next. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
Michaela Gordon.
Yes.
54 minutes before I am in my car.
Honestly,
speeding,
I know. Like, speed it up.
To Disneyland.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm normally not excited, but I'm excited that Justin's coming with me and it'll be fun and just be like running around. I mean, I don't really know what to expect anymore because Disneyland is always like pick your own adventure, pending crowd size, pending fast pass, pending what shows you see. It could kind of be, you know, you never know. It's just kind of, it's always a grab bag of emotions. But
yeah.
I love being transported back to a time where everything's innocent, everything's fun, and everything's just happy.
Yeah, I think it's so much fun. I'm excited to go in general. Of course, it's great, the company that you go with. I'm very excited about.
You do know that we, yesterday and Saturday, and a bit of Friday, was gay days at Disney.
I know.
So what we're going to do is march in there and be like, it's not over yet. The gays are back.
Yeah, no, they'll like it. They'll be into it. I think when you see my Gregory and John's outfits, you will know that they are very gay.
What are they going to be wearing?
Well, you know, they're dandies. They're very artistic and they always dress.
They wear like almost like modern day Victorian.
Yeah.
Almost like steampunk, but not.
Yeah. I mean, they're very much the Dita Von Teese crowd.
Yes.
So
yes.
They always look amazing.
Now, will they turn a look Mickey themed or will they keep to their Victorian kind of vibe?
They'll turn a look for 90 degree weather.
Because, yeah, please remind them it's 90 degrees and they're going to walk like 10 miles.
Oh, honey, they know. They don't care.
Okay, great.
They live. So it'll be good. It'll be fun to see how they do and then you'll know that we're gay. So we're coming in.
I've got my little rock and roll Mickey thing. He's got a leather jacket on. You know, I'm a little Mickey leather jacket shirt.
So
I'm excited about that. Before we go to Disneyland, it is time to report some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, for all of you McDonald's lovers, McDonald's is once again bringing back its popular McRib sandwich for a limited time. The company last week said the McRib will be available as early as today in more than 10,000 U.S. restaurants. The McRib seasoned boneless pork, barbecue sauce, onions, and pickles on a hoagie-style bun launched in 1981. It came back late last October for a limited run. So if you would like to have your own little hoagie McRib, just go to the McFinder.com and put in your zip code, and it'll tell you if it's at a place near you.
Yeah.
So if you want that. All right, you guys. Final numbers are expected Monday for the supremely dark new movie, The Joker, which grossed at an estimated $93.5 million in ticket sales over the weekend, a record October opening, despite concerns over its violent themes and ramped up theater security. Now, the previous October record holder was the Spider-Man spinoff, Venom, which opened to $80 million last year. Internationally, Joker earned $140.5 million from 73 markets, resulting in a stunning $234 million global debut. All right, guys, as far as the president goes, he's still acting out. But there's now a second whistleblower accusing President Trump of abusing his power. Attorney Mark Zaid, who is one of the lawyers for the first whistleblower, told CNN he and his team of lawyers are now representing a second person. The person works in the intelligence community, has firsthand knowledge that supports claims made by the first whistleblower, and has spoken to the intelligence community's inspector general. The White House downplayed this revelation, with press secretary Stephanie Grisham saying it doesn't change the fact that Trump has done nothing wrong. The president is under fire for a July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump is accused of trying to get Ukraine's help to dig up some dirt on a political opponent. All right, guys, well, if you're celebrating your birthday today, happy, happy birthday. You are celebrating it with some really great celebs like my buddy Simon Cowell. You know him as a judge on American Idol and America's Got Talent.
You realize you and I have that in common. He produced Celebrity Duets, the show I moved here for, and Ricky Minor, your band leader, was my band leader for Celebrity Duets as well.
That's amazing.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
another
that's
another
so
thing
cute.
We have in common.
Yeah, I love that. Well, it's also Toni Braxton's birthday. She's turning 52, so we love and applaud her because she looks 25. Happy birthday and happy birthday to you guys celebrating a birthday. Now coming up, we love Desmond. He's a gorgeous little drag queen living his most authentic life, but his mom has been taking a lot of backlash thanks to 500 Moms. That's
Those
if you don't know
horrible,
about them.
Stupid group.
We'll be talking about them. When they say 500, they actually mean seven. And we'll be talking about it.
One of my favorite accounts to follow on Instagram is this young gentleman named Desmond is amazing is the handle on Instagram. And here's why. Desmond's a preteen. He's 12, I believe. Drag queen. And his mother, Wendy, runs his account. He's super supportive. Obviously, the LGBTQ plus community took to him in a heartbeat because we all saw ourselves reflected in this young boy living his most authentic life and celebrating the art form of drag at an earlier age. Now, when I was, you know, let's just get Wendy. Wendy on. Welcome to the Morning Beat, Wendy.
Hey, Mama Wendy.
Hello.
Wendy,
nice to meet you.
Have so much love for you because when I was a kid, I had to hide it and wear stretch mom shoes out and take towels and use them as wigs and all that. And it was happening. And oddly enough, my first job right out of high school was playing a drag queen in the Broadway show Rent. And I was never allowed, I had to suppress all those things. So when did you first realize that Desmond was interested in drag? And when was the first time that Desmond, put on some drag?
Well, when he was a toddler, he used to do the same thing. He would steal my shoes. He would put the towels on his head. He would use bed sheets. He really liked the little
bed sheets. Yes, I forgot about the bed sheets. Those are good for gowns. Yeah.
So I think all kids play dress up, really. And it wasn't until a little bit later that he actually started with wanting to wear, like, actual clothes.
Right.
Princess dresses, and that evolved into regular dresses, and then it just went crazy from there.
Yeah, got it.
No, I have to tell you, Mama Wendy, I was always very glamorous. I loved playing with my Barbies and being a girl, but I didn't have to deal with what a lot of people have to deal with, which is getting some pushback that we've seen online from certain Facebook groups. How do you deal with that when your son is just such a fabulous queen?
I just last report delete, really.
Yeah.
I don't like to engage with them too much because I know that they're wanting that attention.
100%.
And I don't want to give that to them.
Yeah.
I mean, is it hard for you as a mom, or are you just so focused on Desmond that it's like, you know what, I'm just brushing off my shoulders and keep going?
You know, I'm just not really interested in their opinions.
Yes.
Of me, because I know I'm doing what's right. I'm raising a happy child, and so I really just, I don't need their
and we all know, and I'm sure you're aware as well, because you're very active in the community, that you know the rates of LGBTQ youths bullying and the high risk of LGBTQ plus kids committing suicide is exponential, and it's namely because not feeling seen or accepted or not having a safe place. And so the fact that you are being a mom who's putting her kids' well-being first is incredible, despite all the haters. What would your message to parents out there be whose child is perhaps they can kind of see that they want to express themselves through drag, but maybe the parents are holding on to old school anxiety or perhaps, you know, their own inner issues about it, but they don't want to suppress their kid? What would your message be to parents?
I think it's just very important for you to support your child in their interests, as long as they're not hurting themselves and hurting anybody else. And you just have to be really strong about it. I think the biggest hang up is that people worry what others are going to think, and you just have to let that go. It's your child. If they're happy, that's the best thing for them. And you really have to be strong also, because there aren't very many resources for LGBTQ youth until they turn 13 years of age, 14 years of age.
Right. Yeah, I love that. Well, you know what? He's got such a supportive mom, and I'm assuming Papa also. The dad is super great. But I want to ask you, Desmond comes from a great home, obviously, and very supportive. When he's in school, when he finds that he gets maybe faced with some haters, how does he handle that? Because 12 is young, but I think it's a good time to start talking about how to stand up for yourself.
He goes to public school, and a lot of people don't know that. And he has a lot of friends there. He actually has, like, a fan club there.
So wow.
He doesn't
oh my
get
God.
Bullied at all.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Is that crazy?
That's
for
amazing.
You? Were you scared that he may get bullied and now he's got a fan club?
He has gotten bullied before, actually. Somebody called him a Barbie boy, and he broke out laughing. And then the other day, somebody called him a gelfing.
Oh, we saw it.
Saw that. That clap back was amazing.
And, you know, he was just like, that's awesome. So it just rolled right off his back.
So when Desmond first got introduced to drag, I saw that he's met RuPaul. Does he have any icons or kind of idols that he really looks up to in the drag community?
I think his number one is RuPaul, and then second to that is probably Jinx Monsoon, because Jinx gave him his first big break into professional dragism.
Wow. So.
That's amazing. Well, Mama Wendy, I just want to tell you that you're just raising such a great kid.
Yeah.
You're teaching the world how to just be a very supportive parent and how to love. Yeah. And we appreciate you here so much at Channel Q.
I got to tell you, Wendy, when I was 18, I first joined Rant, I had no exposure to anything gay. I mean, the internet was brand new. I didn't know anything about it. And I wish I'd had a support system like that you're providing, because the truth is that it's just a form of entertainment and it's a form of self-expression. And like you said, he's not hurting himself or anyone else. And I think it's really remarkable that you're allowing him this freedom that I wish I had when I was younger. We look forward to chatting with you again, Wendy, and hopefully next time Desmond when he's not in school.
Yes, not a problem.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Have a great day, and keep on spreading all that love. We love it.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, chat soon. Oh, love it.
Love it.
Welcome back to the final minutes of the Morning Beat. Here it's Jay, Michaela, now with Ali and Jared in studio with us.
Hello.
Hi. Nothing pleases me more than trolling you.
Oh no.
Jared's just trying to come in, start his Monday, and I was like, if you don't get on this air right now, I know. You don't move it.
I was like, you're usually the sweet person, but you know, this morning it was spicy.
I'm feeling spicy.
You know
today.
Why? Because we're going to Disneyland. That's why Justin. This is Vegas, Justin. We've been talking about him a bunch. He's going to be coming with me to Vegas, to Disneyland. Although Michaela has a fancy situation, we're doing it regular. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Sorry. I don't mean to completely go off the rails here, but there is another Justin in this studio right now.
Guess
I thought we had
Justin.
Hit our quota.
Guess what his last name begins with the letter
B.
B's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop it. I want you to leave.
Channel Q is a magnet for Justin.
He
B.
warned me.
I don't know what Justin. The deal
he literally
Justin
was
Brunel.
Like, he was like, do not put me, whatever you do, not put me on the air. See, yeah. Otherwise I would have dragged
Justin,
you over
can
here.
You, can you drag that mic over there? I'm kidding. I'm
Justin,
kidding.
Say hi.
I'm kidding.
He's serious, too. He's like, eyebrows are raised. Like, don't you do
He's
it.
Like,
just I'm
the
just
wire.
Trying to go to Disneyland, bitch. Not trying to go on air.
We're a little bit jealous that you guys can go to Disneyland after your show, because we're like driving to Anaheim at 2 o'clock.
Oh, my God, for you guys. Would be awful. That'd be awful.
But yeah, we're working
well,
on
we're so
on
excited.
We're going to.
Have you guys ever heard of the restaurant 33?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I've never been. So apparently it was this complete exclusive restaurant. You have to like have a membership to get in, whatever.
Oh.
So I invited our two friends, mine and Lisa's really dear friends, for their birthday.
Okay.
To come to Disney.
Just to Disney.
Oh, it's at Disneyland.
It's
yes.
At Disneyland.
Okay.
So then I said, come on. So then he was like, honestly, to thank you, let's have a really fabulous dinner at 33. I didn't know this, but it's like a very exclusive, hard
Here's
to get
yeah,
into.
You need to be a member. It's like a I can't remember the amount of money it costs to join that club. But the 33 club is very expensive.
We're huge celebrities, though, so we should be able to.
First of all, that's.
I mean, I'm verified on Twitter. Can, so, I mean...
Can I just say this, too? Here's the push-pull. That is, there's a dress code to enter 33. It's going to be 88 degrees in Anaheim today, which means Michaela needs to negotiate what she's going to wear to walk comfortably for probably like 10 miles and then try to dine in some exclusive outfit. You know Michaela. You see the way she's going to show up to Disney in a gown.
She's going to be in full glam.
I'm the princess of Disneyland.
I cannot wait to see you on a log ride.
I made that mistake one time. I was trying to be cute for a situation that was stupid. And I went
Great
to...
story.
We went to Six Flags, and I was, like, very done up, and it was very uncomfortable.
What did you look like by the end of the day? I'm thinking about...
Trash.
You know
my weave was out of my head. My lashes had flown off at one of the rides.
I'm thinking about those pictures of people sending their kid to first grade and what they look like on the first day and when they come back home.
That's me!
That's what I'm imagining.
That's my Disneyland trip today. I'll take a photo while I'm all put together, and then at the end I'll be like...
Well, exactly,
but,
like,
so
haggard.
How did you get in to Club 33?
So he's a member.
Oh, but you just happened to invite somebody who's a member?
That's a
no,
good trick.
I didn't know
trick.
He was a member. He wasn't last year. He had gone and he loved it and he had a really good time. But it's very difficult. You don't just become a member. Like, you can want all you want. You can't. Too bad.
Well, all right. So
then
he
did okay.
And
well,
here's the question.
Hilarious.
I think she should wear these ears. Put the ears on for them. I think
oh,
it looks real,
cute.
Real cute.
They're candy corn-like.
They are.
Look at them.
We've been having this whole thing on our show about candy corn. And these,
like, what
this
about is like candy corn?
Like, we love candy corn, but our producers hate it.
What's the same thing with
Justin
us?
Justin hates it. Our he makes producer the biggest deal about it.
You guys like it?
Yeah.
So it's become a whole thing on our show. Everyone, like, we still have people tweeting us every day about candy corn. And so we've been, we have this running thing about Corn Con that we're going to, like, put on a corn event.
What is wrong with you?
It's becoming hilarious. And we were like, we can have corn perform. Yeah. We can do, you know, like, have all kinds of corn crap. So, like, Corn crap.
I didn't see that on the Google Doc. Like, by the way, the Google Doc was
wait,
started.
Can we have shirts? Doc, yeah. Can we have merch that say, you make me feel corny?
Yes, we will
have a corny joke contest that everyone can participate in. And will be a winner.
It's really getting out of control, and I'm having a blast with the ideas of it. So
this is hilarious. Might be happening. We'll have corn perform. That is stupid. Well,
yeah, I mean, they're not busy until March, so they have like an international tour.
So what would you guys... looked up their schedule.
What else are you going to be talking about today on Drop the Subject?
We are doing this bias quiz that one of our producer, his fiance, had to take this LGBTQ bias quiz at her new job. Mm. And so... we got a hold of it, and we're going to take it on the air today.
Yeah, there's all these questions like, how do you feel about gay people versus straight people? Uh-oh. And it's like, somewhat warm, lukewarm, ice cold.
Wait, what?
So she goes to get a job, and they're like, here, take this test.
Well, it's like sexual like harassment training and all those different things.
So they're like, heterosexual people compared to gay people. How do you feel about it? Are you hot or cold about it?
You're like, can't stand them.
And then they're like, great, glad we hired you.
Exactly, right.
It's
probably something you should take beforehand.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, so we're going to
hate everybody, so I just, it's
well,
equal.
Great. Then it's good that you're going to the most happiest place on earth later today.
I need it.
If you see a drag queen wandering on Lost
with
in Disneyland today,
that'd be Michaela Gordon. Exactly, yeah. There you go.
All right, well, that's it for us here on The Morning Beat. Stay tuned tomorrow. We have Vassy in studio with us. She's a top charting Billboard artist, and she's been performing at Vegas Pride, which I'll be now going to this weekend.
Oh.
I know, Brian approved it. I was like, I'm going.
How much time do you guys have?
Honestly, I'm just going to go, and they're just letting me broadcast from Vegas on Monday, hopefully. That's the hope. We'll see.
I'm so exhausted with you guys' schedule.
Honestly, I don't know who I think I am. It's just an excuse to, like, not have to think about getting up so early. It's the silver lining.
There you go.
All right, you guys. Well, we will see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to tune in to Drop the Subject with Ali and Derek. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.